Vaishnava and Jai. Namah Chandra Shri Thakur Thanks to host Krishna Chaitanya, Kamunikananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adigur Bhaktivinoda Kajai. Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kundalini Gopitam Kajai. Vrindavan Tham Kajai. Navadvip Tham Kajai. Mathura Tham Kajai. Bhakti Devi Kajai. Tulasi Devi Kajai. Vimanamayu Kajai. Amgaramayu Kajai. Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Kajai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Gorkhanandi Hari Hari Go. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 12. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Text 32.
Saha cha svalokam aroksham sumitim jananim dhruvaha anvasmarat agam hita dinam yasye Trivishtapam Satchasvalokam Arokshan Smitim Janamim Dhruvam Anvasmarad Agam Hitva Inam Yasye Trivishtapam Satchasvalokam Aroksham Sunitim Janamim Dhruvam Ambasmaradagam Hitta Dinam Yasye Trivishtapam Satchasvalokam Aroksham Sunitim Janamim Dhruvam Ambasmaradagam Hitva Inam Yasye Trivishtapam
Satchasvalokam Aroksham
Shrishtapam.
Dhruva was seated in the transcendental airplane, which was just about to start, when he remembered his poor mother, Suniti. He thought to himself, how shall I go alone to the Vaikuntha planet and leave behind my poor mother? Purport by his divine grace, Isa Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Dhruva had a feeling of obligation to his mother Suniti. It was Suniti who had given him the clue which had now enabled him to be personally carried to the Vaikuntha planet by the associates of Lord Vishnu. He now remembered her and wanted to take her with him. Actually, Dhruva Maharaj's mother, Suniti, was his Pata Pradarshaka Guru. Pata Pradarshaka Guru means the Guru or the spiritual master who shows the way. Such a Guru is sometimes called Shiksha Guru. Although Narad Muni was his Diksha Guru, initiating spiritual master, Suniti, his mother, was the first who gave him instruction on how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, because I'll just make a comment here and continue. If we remember, it was Dhruva had the desire to get a great kingdom. And he was so strongly set on it. And he asked his mother, how could you do that? And she said, if Krishna helps you, then you can get it. You need to find Krishna. So that was the hint, that was the direction that if you want something extraordinary, then you have to get Krishna. And she told him to go to the forest also, so she gave him two good advices. So we'll continue with the purport. Although Narad Muni, it is the duty of the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Guru, to instruct the disciple in the right way and it depends on the disciple to execute the process. According to Shastric injunctions, there is no difference between Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru, and generally the Shiksha Guru later on becomes the Diksha Guru. Suniti, however, being a woman, and specifically his mother, could not become Dhruva Maharaj's Diksha Guru. Still, he was not less obliged to Suniti. There was no question of carrying Narad Muni to Vaikuntha Loka, but Dhruva Maharaj thought of his mother. Whatever plan the Supreme Personality of Godhead contemplates immediately fructifies. Similarly, a devotee who is completely dependent on the Supreme Lord can also fulfill his wishes by the grace of the Lord. The Lord fulfills his wishes independently. His, that means with a capital H, referring to his own, the Lord's own wishes independently. But a devotee fulfills his, with a small h, wishes simply by being dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, as soon as Dhruva Maharaj thought of his poor mother, he was assured by the associates of Vishnu that Suniti was also going to Vaikuntha Loka in another plane. Dhruva Maharaj had thought that he was going alone to Vaikuntha Loka, leaving behind his mother, which was not very auspicious because people would criticize him for going alone to Vaikuntha Loka and not carrying with him Suniti, who had given him so much. But Dhruva also considered that he was not personally the Supreme. Therefore, if Krishna fulfilled his desires, only then would it be possible. Krishna could immediately understand his mind, and he told Dhruva that his mother was not going, he told Dhruva that his mother was also going with him. This incident proves that a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can fulfill all his desires by the grace of the Lord. He becomes exactly like the Lord. And thus, whenever he thinks of anything, his wish is immediately fulfilled. Such as Svarlokam, Aroksham, Sunitim Jananim, Dhruvaha, Andhasmarat, Agam, Hipa, Dinam, Yase, Trivishtipam. Many nice points here. We can appreciate Suniti's vision. When he asked for wealth, she didn't say, go get a MBA and then you'll be able to have a lot of wealth. She said, go to Krishna. And we understand Akama Sarva Kama Va Moksha Kama Udara Diti Vrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushampara. Whether one has no material desires, or has all material desires, or desires liberation, he should go to Krishna. He should, Tivrena Bhakti Yogin, he should engage in very strong devotional service. Devotional service means to Krishna, not to the demigods or anyone else. He should perform very strong devotional service. And he'll gain his desire. Krishna can give everything. He can give wealth, and he does give wealth, material wealth, to those he likes, because they come to him asking for wealth. He gives it yayatamam. He rewards them accordingly. Those who want to merge into his existence, or to the Brahma Jyoti, or to some other impersonal or voidistic goal, he can give that, and he does give that. But to the those who's very dear to the Lord, he gives devotional service, and by that devotional service, he gives himself. He's purchased by devotional service. So Dhruva had material desire, but still his mother, she thought, I'm not going to send him to some material place to get wealth. Send him to Krishna. Krishna can fulfill his desire. Now in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that statement by Krishna says, when someone worships me for some material thing, I can give it, but being intelligent, why should I give him something that's not good for him? So Krishna may give him that material thing that he wanted in such a wonderful way that he loses his desire for it. And then, because he came in contact with Krishna, now he only wants Krishna. And that's exactly what happened to Dhruva Maharaj. Kachin vichimban api divyaratnam swamin kutartosmi varam nayachi. Dhruva Maharaj, of course I don't want to spoil the story. He's already seen the Lord, so it's not spoiling it. He said, when the Lord asked him, Dhruva Maharaj, did his bhajan or devotion under Narad Muni's instruction, meditation, chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, for 6 months, and then Lord Krishna Garba came before him asked him, what do you want, my boy? I'm very pleased with you. And Dhruva Maharaj said, I was searching for pieces of broken glass, but now I've found the most valuable jewel. I don't have any more desires to be fulfilled. I'm simply satisfied seeing you. So he became purified by association with Narad Muni. Narad Muni is his Diksha Guru. He initiated him in the chanting of the mantra. Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantraste Mishpala Mataha. Unless one becomes initiated, unless one receives initiation in the Sampradaya, the mantra that he's chanting will not have any fruit. It won't bear fruit. So we're also in the line of Narad Muni, and we're also chanting the mantra. We're chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And we're also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra was also, it's recommended in the Vedas. It's recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narad Muni, brought the chanting of the Maha Mantra to earth, so it's bona fide, and we're getting initiated through the sampradaya of Narad Muni and Dhruva Maharaj. And our goal is to go back to Godhead. Why back to Godhead? Because the Lord wants us to come back to Godhead. We've been away far too long. How long have we been in the material world? Since time immemorial? How long have we been neglecting the Lord's instructions? How long have we been committing so many abominable actions, eating abominable things in different species? The Lord wants us to come back to His lotus feet, because after all, He's the Supreme Father and the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Master, the Supreme... whatever one's relationship is, whatever rasa one has with the Lord, He's the ultimate shelter of that relationship. So He wants us to come back. And we should also want to come back because it's His desire. And the duty of the servant is to fulfill the desire of the Lord, of the Master. Master wants us to come back to Godhead. Prabhupada named his magazine, which is meant to be the backbone of the Krishna consciousness movement, Back to Godhead magazine. Because that's what this movement is meant for. Sending people back to Godhead. So, whether we're acting as Shiksha Gurus or Diksha Gurus, it's the same instructions. Jare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amaravyai guru hana tare desh. Wherever we go, whomever we meet, we should become guru. And what does it mean to become guru? In this age, it means to teach them the process for going back to Godhead. Hare nama, hare nama, hare nama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatiranita. In this age, there is no other process. There is no other way to go back to Godhead. No other way, no other way, no other way. That means not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. By chanting Hare Krishna. That's the process for going back to Godhead in Kali Yuga. Kalo tad Hari Kirtanam. Whoever we meet, we should be kind to them. We should become their pata padarshana guru. Show them the path. Show them the way. Chant Hare Krishna. That's the path. That's the way for this age. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahyanya. Krishna has appeared as a devotee in Kali Yuga to teach the Yuga Dharma. That means the process of self-realization for the age. And he showed us so dynamically that the process is chanting Hare Krishna. So, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally comes, not just the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am Bhagavan, the source of all incarnations, Avatari, he has come and teaching this process. He only comes once in a day of Brahma. So, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Harya Brahmano Vidu. You know, Sahasra Yuga means 1,000 ages make up Brahma's one day. And similar, his night. So, 2,000 ages, 8,600,000,000 years, something like that. Lord Chaitanya comes once every 8,600,000,000 years. Very rare appearance. He's appeared only 500 years ago in this place. How fortunate are we to be here? And he made it very clear. He never instructed people to practice other processes. He never instructed people to practice karma or jnana or yoga. He instructed people to chant Hare Krishna because everything is there. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Avamaha Devagni Nirvapanam Shreyakaya Ravachandrika Vitalyam Vidyavaru Jivanam Nandam Buri Varanam Patipuram Purnamritas Varanam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Everything's there. Knowledge is there. Purification is there. Bliss is there. What do you want more? So it's all there in the chanting. The chanting gives knowledge. The chanting gives Krishna. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord is not different than the Lord. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Binnadvam Nami Nami. Krishna is present in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. So, everything is complete by chanting Hare Krishna. Narad Muni instructed Dhruva Maharaj, that was a different age. In this age, people are Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya, Yukudutaha. Very slow, not interested, lazy, not interested in self-realization. And if they are interested a little bit, they'll find some cheater to take all their money and mislead them. That's how unfortunate we are in this age. But, although this age is an ocean of faults, Kalair Doshini Vey Rajan Asti Yeku Mahangana Kirtidareva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramaja. But there is one good quality, and that is the chanting of the name of Krishna. One can reach all perfection. What is the perfection? He can board a Vaikuntha airplane to go back to home, back to Godhead. In this case, Dhruva Maharaj was the son He was strong, very powerful. He achieved perfection. But by his perfection, his good mother also got perfection. Prabhupada said, although we have a hard time accepting it at face value, but at least we can repeat it, that he was hoping that he would also have one very good, at least one very good disciple who would be able to go back to Godhead and take him also along, as if he were not qualified. So every spiritual master should think like that. That I pray that I can inspire someone to become a pure devotee of Krishna and become qualified to go back to Godhead, and then they'll also take me back to Godhead simply by their desire. As Dhruva Maharaj just desired, he thought, oh, my poor mother, how can I go alone? Krishna understood, the indication was given to the Vishnu Dutas, and they, yes, she's also coming. Separate airplane. This is what we're supposed to be shooting for in this life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that you should not come back here again, take birth again, because it's a very terrible place, very dangerous. Maya can strike at any moment. We can fall down. If we're lucky enough not to have fallen, we shouldn't become too confident or overconfident, because it's very easy to fall down at any moment. Therefore, we should genuinely desire to go back to Godhead, to get out of this material world. Krishna promises that having once come to that abode of mine, he will not return here again. Therefore, we accept that. We don't have to speculate that maybe I'll fall down again or whatever. Krishna promises in Bhagavad Gita, we accept that. Therefore, our mind can be put to rest. No need to be in anxiety. Krishna promises, if we attain that place, by His grace, by His word, we'll not fall down again into this material world, and we'll be able to live eternally in the association of the Lord, in bliss and knowledge. This is the real spirit of preaching, isn't it? That I'm going back to Godhead, but I don't want to go alone. This was also the mood of Puladma, Shoche Tobi Mukacheta Se Indriyata, Mayasakayam Badamud Udvahatobi Mudhan. Shoche means I'm lamenting. He was assured of going back to Godhead, but he was also thinking, what about all these vimudhats, all these foolish rascals who are making big, big plans to make a permanent settlement here in this material world? Or they're making big, big plans to make the material world a better place for their children, grandchildren. They're also fools. We're making a big, big plan to stop the global warming and all kinds of arrangements. We're going to make a wonderful place here for our grandchildren. No, why waste your time with that? That's a waste of time. Why not make an arrangement so that your grandchildren will come back to Godhead in this lifetime? Yes. And the word is used, Janani. Janani means mother. Guru na sasyat, svajano na sasyat, bhajanani. One should not become a guru or a father or a mother. Namochayat samopetu mrityum, unless he can deliver his ward, his from the cycle of birth and death, unless he can deliver his dependents. So if you want to become a mother, then you have to be able to deliver them back to Godhead. If you want to become a guru or a worshipable demigod, this is the responsibility of being a leader or being practically any kind of guide, mentor. You have to take them back to Godhead. And if we do that, then we are going back to Godhead is guaranteed. Even if one has, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also prayed, if I could have one pure devotee, I would consider all my efforts to be successful. So, because one pure devotee is compared to a moon. The moon can destroy all the darkness. The moon can give more light than thousands and millions of stars. One pure devotee. And how will we get such pure devotees? We have to give them the opportunity. We have to transmit the same message as we've heard it, without any adulteration. That means without adding anything or subtracting anything. Subtracting is also adulteration. If you take milk and you take out the essential product of milk, and you just have some white substance left, it's not milk. It's an adulteration. And if you add something, Avaishnava Mukod Girnam Putam Harikatamritam Shravanam Nagakartavyam Sarpochishtam Yatapaya, if you add something that's not pure to the milk, that's also adulteration. So our duty as disciples is that we should receive the message as it is, hearing from the spiritual master with full faith. On my initiation letter I received from Srila Prabhupada, he wrote that one who has implicit faith and both Guru and Krishna, to such a person, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. So, implicit faith in Guru and Krishna, all the transcendental knowledge is revealed. And this transcendental knowledge, it's our duty to present it as we've heard it, without changing it. Just like a postman, he brings the letter to the recipient. He doesn't make any changes. He doesn't consider what's politically correct or politically incorrect Because if that were the case, then it was certainly politically incorrect for Srila Prabhupada to preach that one should give up intoxication, illicit sex, meat eating, and gambling in America. Nobody was preaching that. That wasn't correct. That was completely incorrect. He was preaching to people. We have some of them here. They were taking LSD and engaging in other illicit activities. But Prabhupada preached, you should give all these things up and simply surrender to Krishna. Completely opposite. It was opposite government. The government's policy was opposite. But because he was initiated in the Sampradaya, he was initiated in the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya, it was his duty to present the message. Whether the people accepted it or not, that was not up to him. Nacho, nacho, Prabhu, nacho. I am your puppet. So if you've brought me here to dance, then let me dance. I'll present the message. And if they take it, by your grace, then that would be very nice. So that's the message that we have, a big message. The ultimate message is surrender to Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. But we have so many other things to teach also. We have the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Puranas, Mahabharata, Upanishads, so much knowledge to teach, to convince people to chant Hare Krishna. All the Vedic literatures, just like this temple of Vedic Planetarium. Why? Why so much effort to teach about planets? Because if they learn about the planets, and they learn about cosmology, then that will break their faith in the mundane, nonsense, atheistic, scientific theories. Big Bang. Yes. Modern science is teaching that everything comes from a void. What is a void? Well, what is the scientific definition of a void? Doesn't exist, because at least there's space. Space is something. So there's no void scientifically. It's not proven that there's any void. But science says that everything came out of a void, and then the big universe popped out of the void. So how, if it's a void, and there's nothing there, how can universes pop out of it? I mean, something was there. Another contradiction. And then, after the universe came out of the void, it exploded and everything became very orderly, like we have today. The sun rotated, everything in order. This is modern science, cosmology. And it all happened accidentally as well. No one in control. So this is demoniac theory, atheistic demoniac theory. And it's all wrong, and there's no science to it. Therefore it has to be defeated. And Prabhupada's genius to defeat it was Vedic cosmology. Present it as it is. If you present it, people will take notice. So I think we'll stop there. Thank you for your kind attention. We have a few minutes if there's any questions.
Maharaj, you two times quoted the statements of once of Srila Prabhupada and another time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that if we take one person back to Godhead, then they can also go, like they were telling for themselves, as a humility. Like as a practical thing which you take for us, when we are giving out Krishna consciousness to others, as a service. So, we have quality and quantity. We have responsibility to preach to many people and still few people and giving quality. So how do we balance between both of these two?
Yeah, when you first started your question, I immediately thought, yes, therefore, we should become like madmen going out. Here, please take this. Take this Hare Krishna. Take this Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible. Because one of them might become a pure devotee and then my path back to Godhead is guaranteed. Right? That's true. But then, as you said, we also have to train them up how to go back to Godhead. I'll tell you a story that was told by one of our godbrothers who was preaching in India in the very beginning, before there were any ISKCON temples, so they were staying in other Gaudiya Math temples. So the devotee was speaking with Srila Prabhupada and he said, I've seen that at some of the temples we stay at, there's many, many followers, but the standard is not so high. And in other temples, not so many devotees, but the standard is high. He said, but Prabhupada, I've noticed that in your preaching, you have many, many devotees, and also the standard is very high. Prabhupada said, now you've understood. So that's the greatness of Srila Prabhupada, is that he's simultaneously presenting Krishna consciousness all over the world. Every town and village. He's sending devotees out to every town and village. Everywhere. But at the same time, he's got a very strict standard of training. He said, our temples are not for lazies and crazies. Our temples are for very serious people who want to follow and who want to go back to Godhead and are willing to follow. Therefore, I know because I was given that service for training up new devotees, and some of them we had to, if they weren't capable of following or willing to follow, then we had to ask them to leave. That was what Prabhupada wanted. But at the same time, he wanted to bring everyone into the temple. So how do you reconcile? Reconciliation is, everyone should be invited, but the condition is, are you willing to follow the Vedic principles, to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions? Then everyone's welcome. We don't discriminate on the basis of birth, or caste, or creed, or gender, or whatever they've done. It's not that, well, you're too sinful. That may be even a qualification. Because if one thinks, I'm the most sinful, my claim is first. So no restriction, but the restriction is you have to follow. So I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.